Hi, I'm Laura Meneses, and I'm so glad you've joined us for today's weekday meditation with my pastor, Chuck Allen. Over the next few minutes, Pastor Chuck will walk you through a few brief thoughts on Scripture and lead you in a time of quietude, solitude, and meditative prayer. So, settle in and join my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks so much for joining me on another weekday meditation. We talked yesterday about guarding your heart from Proverbs chapter 4, beginning in verse 23. But what does it mean to guard your heart? Well, in the Old Testament, the word heart is used more than 800 times. But more than 200 times, it deals with one's thought life, emotions, the wellspring of life, those things that motivate and mold us. The Bible calls that the heart. I believe it is the thought life. And why is that so important? Why did Solomon say to his son, above all else, guard your heart, for out of it are the issues of life, because your thought life controls the rest of your life. I encourage you today, as we prepare to meditate, that you might get your thought in line with God. And one of the ways we do that is to find quietude, solitude, and stop our life long enough to hear the voice of God. I believe He wants to speak to us through a nudge, through a prompting, maybe a gentle pull or maybe a really hard pull. In my case, the Lord had to really do a lot of work on me. But you know, I believe I've heard the voice of God audibly before too. So I want to invite you right now to just tell the Lord two things you're grateful for. God, right now I'm grateful for, and then you finish that sentence. And now I invite you to say, Lord, would you guard my heart? God, would you get my thought life in line with yours? And would you bring me peace, power, and direction? And now let's take a moment as we say amen, and then we continue our talk with the Lord. But this time, we're just going to listen to Him. I'm going to mind the time, and in just a couple of moments, I'll be back to wrap up our time of weekday meditation. Well, Solomon indeed said, above all else, guard your heart. My friend, today, as you go about your business, I encourage you to just stop before your mouth engages and think. I really do love a line from the play Hamilton, you know, talk less, smile more. Today, my friend, I pray you'd smile all through that day. God bless you, and thanks for joining me on another weekday meditation.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck. I trust that you've been encouraged in your time of meditation today. You can subscribe to the weekday meditation in iTunes or your favorite podcast platform. And I also hope you'll listen to today's weekday podcast. Just 5 minutes a day and 5 days a week, the weekday podcast is a cup of encouragement straight from Scripture. Pastor Chuck will be back with another weekday meditation tomorrow. Thanks again, and go in peace.